produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chat and Chuckle with Key to Key. Thank you so much for tuning in with me tonight. You all could have been anywhere, but you decided to join me tonight, and I just want to say thank you. I pray that you have had a blessed week so far. And listen, if you want to contact me, if you want to send me a shout out, if you got any prayer requests, or if you even want to say, Keita, I really like what you're doing, by all means, you can do so. You can follow me on social media. I'm on Facebook as well as Instagram at Keita Keet, and that's K-E-T-T-A-K-E-E-T, as well as my email address, which is lovetomakeyoulaugh@yahoo.com. Amen. All right. So listen, we're just going to jump in to tonight's topic, which we will be talking about purpose tonight. Amen. I'm going to be talking about purpose and our calling this evening. Okay. And I just want to share a quick testimony with all of my listeners tonight. I just want to thank God. I give God all of the glory and honor. I have completed my bachelor's degree program. Yes, I now have a bachelor's in psychology with specifications in Christian counseling from Liberty University. And I am so excited, so excited about that. Praise God. But I just want to share a quick testimony of how this actually came about. Now, years ago, this is probably around 2013, 2014. My good friend, Jennifer Jenkins, shout out to Jen. At that time, we were prayer partners. And every morning, we would get up and pray between the hours, probably about between seven and 8 o'clock in the morning. And just one morning we were talking and she says, you know, just out of the blue, she just says, Keita, have you ever thought about going back to school for counseling, to become a counselor or something, you know, something along those lines in that field? And of course, my answer was no, because it never dawned on me. And so as we were talking, you know, she shared with me, she said, you know, as I'm talking to you, you know, I'm being led by the Spirit to ask you that and maybe suggest this may be something that you should do, that you should really think about going to school to become a counselor or a therapist or something in that field. And I was like, okay. Now, immediately, not only did I say no, but I was like, Lord, I'm not trying to go back to nobody's school. Because at the time, I was acting in stage plays, also doing stand-up comedy, which I still do. But, you know, at that time, I was really getting into acting. I had the privilege of not just acting in stage plays, but being a part of short films as well. So I was just so excited about doing that. It never dawned on me that I would be going back to anyone's school. So I said, no, Lord, I'm going to be on somebody's stage. That's what I'm going to do. And for a whole year, probably more than a year, I ran from this. I had just said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be on somebody's stage. And the Lord, so kindly, like he always does, he said, oh yeah, you're going to do that. And basically said, yeah, you can do the acting and comedy as well, but you will be going to school. And long story short, I just, like I said, I wanted to share this quick testimony. Long story short, when I finally did decide, I was like, okay, you know what? I got to stop running from this. And I said, I'm going to do it. Mind you, it was a whole year or more later when I finally decided to do it. And once it was time for me to sign up for school, it was so easy to do. It was not difficult at all. As a matter of fact, and I think I prayed and I asked the Lord, I said, listen, if this is something that you really want me to do, if this is something that I really am supposed to do, Father God, I pray that you would, you know, make this easy, you know, show me what to do. And it was easy. Amen. And as time went on and I was in school and the Lord just began to kind of show me some things, and he showed me, he said, you know, acting is my talent and doing comedy is my gift. But also helping others and going into the field of counseling and therapy is my purpose and my calling. And all of it is working together. It's all intertwined together. Amen. So I wanted to share that as a backdrop of what we're going to talk about, especially dealing with purpose and calling, because everyone has a purpose on their life. Everyone has a God-given purpose on their life. There have been so many books, of course, written about purpose. Everyone knows about Pastor Rick Warren's best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? Awesome book. But there has definitely been so many other books written on finding your purpose and what's your purpose and your calling. So tonight, we're just going to dive in just a little bit about purpose. Amen. All right, now, and I always want like to start off with a base definition. So I'll start off with Merriam-Webster's dictionary definition of purpose. And Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines purpose as something set up as an object or end to be attained. And right beside that particular definition, I'll read it again. Something set up as an object or end to be attained. And right beside that definition, the word intention was printed as well, which I thought was highly important, because they equate purpose with being intentional. Amen. So it's an intention. And that's according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Now, of course, now, because I am a psych major, I always try to give you a psychological point of view. So tonight it's going to be a psychological / scientific point of view on the topic of purpose. And I thought this was interesting. According to the article, this article title is entitled Living a Purpose-Driven Life, 11 Effective Tips by author Steve Mueller. OK, this again, this the title of this article is Living a Purpose-Driven Life, 11 Effective Tips by author Steve Mueller, which is found on www.planetofsuccess.com, talks about the benefits. Empirical research has been done by researchers to find the benefits of living a purposeful life. So I'm just going to read a small snippet of that because I thought that was very interesting that there is actual empirical research or science behind the powerful benefits. It says the science behind the powerful benefits of having a purpose. And it says living a purpose-driven life may help you to live longer, as research has suggested. So there has actually been research done. And they found, researchers found that living a purpose-driven life may help you to live longer. Scientists also found that those individuals who have a purpose in life had a reduced mortality risk. Okay. In short, finding meaning in one's life promotes positive aging. Many studies confirm that purpose is an important predictor of overall life satisfaction. One of these studies found that the more purposeful one's life seems, the better one's well-being. Very interesting. Okay. So that is the science. Well, that's part of the science or the benefits of living a purposeful life. It goes on to say not only this, but purpose in life is also linked with a reduced incidence of sleep disturbance. Very interesting. In 2013, scientists also found that having a purpose in life is significantly associated with a reduced incidence of strokes. Further research has shown that greater purpose in life can substantially reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. Amen. So that's just a small snippet of research that has been conducted to show what the benefits of living a purposeful life on your physical well-being. Amen. Helps you to live longer. Living a purposeful life helps you to sleep better. Living a purposeful life can reduce the incidence of strokes and reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. So purpose, when God has given us a purpose, it has so many benefits for our physical well-being, our mental well-being, and especially our physical well-being. Amen. All right. So now we're going to talk about what the Bible says about our purpose, what God says about our purpose and our calling and the calling on our lives. And I found this and I definitely want to give credit where credit is due. These are some great sources that I found to get information as it pertains to this topic tonight. And again, I want to reiterate where I found the information about the scientific benefits. And again, that's found on www.planetofsuccess.com, article entitled Living a Purpose-Driven Life: 11 Effective Tips by author Steve Mueller. So in case you did want to go back and do your own research, you definitely can. I want to get into, biblically what the Bible says about purpose. OK, and I found this great devotional on my Bible app. And it's entitled Purpose, Gifts, and Calling: Living the Life God Intended for You. And this devotion was written by Daniel Cole. Okay, amen. And I'll repeat that. Purpose, Gifts, and Calling: Living the Life God Intended for You. Written by Daniel Cole. Amen. All right. And it says, purpose and calling. Everyone has a calling. Okay. And before I go into it, let me just read this scripture, Jeremiah 1:5, New King James Version. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. And of course, this is God speaking to Jeremiah. But this is also a scripture for us as believers to show us that God has a purpose for all of us. Okay, so if you like to, definitely you can go back and study that scripture again. That's Jeremiah 1:5, New King James Version. Amen. Okay, so getting back to the devotional, purpose and calling. Everyone has a calling, but for different purposes. Whenever we hear the word calling, we often associate it to a spiritual vocation, maybe a pastor or an evangelist. God loves varieties. He called David to be a king, not a prophet, while he called Esther as a queen to stand up for the Jews and defend their cause. Samson, Peter, and Nehemiah were all called by God, but with different responsibilities. Your gifts, passion, strengths, and anointing are all connected to your calling. And to be effective in the area God has called you to function, you need to work within the confines of the gifts He has given you. Okay, and I just want to stop here because for those of you who do know or may not know, I am a stand-up comedian. I do comedy, and there is this particular character that I play, and I love her, and her name is Yanaka Dora Jones. Okay, and Yanaka Dora. When she introduces herself, she says that the church that she belongs to is called Staying in My Lane Ministries. Okay, where all are welcomed, but very few join. Okay, so she is a member of Staying in My Lane Ministries. So reading this particular part of the devotion reminds us to because God has called you to function. You need to work within the confines of the gifts He has given you, meaning that we need to stay in our lanes. We all need to be a part of Staying in My Lane Ministries and work within the confines of the gifts that God has given us, because He has all that, because He has blessed us all with awesome gifts. Amen. But I'll continue. Interestingly, God's gifts on you are permanent. Amen. In Romans 11:29, the NIV translation says, "For God's gifts and His call can never be withdrawn. Gifts only become redundant when not put to work." How can I know my call? There are only a few occasions in the Bible where God directly spoke to people about their calling. Moses and the burning bush, Saul on his way to Damascus, and a few others. Sometimes a person's call is born out of a burning passion for change, and once they take a step towards it, God will back them up. Nehemiah was passionate about rebuilding Jerusalem's wall. God didn't speak to him directly, and once he makes up his mind, God backed him up. Also, callings are sometimes born out of positional responsibility or expectations after assuming an office. Okay, for example, when Esther became the queen, she took the risk and responsibility to stand up for the Jews. And by doing so, God backed her up. Amen. If God has not spoken to you directly about your calling, don't passively wait for Him. Your gifts, personalities, talents, strengths, and passion are always indicators of what He has called you to do. So I just want to stop right here and just kind of add this. God has already fully equipped us with what we need, okay, to work out our purpose. Amen. And so it is saying, don't passively wait for Him. You know, there was a song out by Ludacris years ago. And it was like, when I move, you'll move, you know, just like that. When I move, you move, just like that. OK, well, God is saying, when you move, I'll move, just like that. Okay, so God has already equipped us with what we need. He's just waiting for us to move. So when we move, He'll move. Amen. Praise God. All right, so getting back to the devotional, the danger of heeding your call too late. Okay, And listen to this. The danger of heeding your call too late in life is you limit the length of your relevance to the people, environment, or the generation God has sent you to. There is a cost to starting late in life. Heed your call to live the life God intended for you. Amen. All right. So I just want to say this as well. You know, a lot of times we as believers, you know, sometimes we like to stay still, you know, or paralyzed for several reasons. It may be to fear, uncertainty, or whatever the case may be. And we won't step out there. And step out on faith and flow in our calling and in our purpose. But like as I said, just said that when we move, God will move. Amen. My sister and I, we talk about this scripture all the time, where Moses is leading the children of Israel. You know, and they are in a bind, you know, because they're being chased by Pharaoh's army. And Moses stops and was like, you know, he's crying out to God, like, what do we do? And God basically tells Moses, why are you crying out to me? Stop crying and get going. And, you know, and of course, you know, it is scripture and is God's word. And so when we talk about it, you know, we say, get going, you know, like God told Moses. But it's a practical word for us, even now. Of course, that was a word for Moses back then, but it's a word for us, too. You know, when God has already equipped us and already told us what to do, sometimes we just still stay paralyzed and say, well, I'm just going to pray about it. And the thing is that you've prayed and you've prayed and you prayed. And now it's time for you to move. So sometimes God is like, why do you keep praying to me? Why do you keep coming back to me? Stop praying, stop crying out to me and get going. Okay. So, that is definitely a word for me as well. I have been in situations where I'm so paralyzed. I don't want to move because I don't want to feel like I'm making a mistake. But the bottom line is God has already told me what it is that, that I should do. Even if he hasn't directly told me, he came through my prayer partner. He came through my friend and he told me through her. So there are times where God may not come to you directly, but he's going to confirm his word. He's going to confirm things to you through other people, through your pastor, through your mentor. It could even come through a commercial. It could come through a TV show. It could come however God wants to send his confirmation. He will confirm his word to you. Amen. So if there is some uncertainty or you're just not sure, ask God. Amen. You can always ask God, seek God, and he will show it to you. Ask God to confirm his word to you and he will do it. Ask Holy Spirit, you know, spend time, with God, and just peace and quiet, and Holy Spirit will begin to speak to you. Amen. So that is all I have for this evening. I pray that you all were blessed by tonight's show. And just real quick, I just want to close out with prayer for those who maybe are uncertain about what their purpose or what their calling is on their life. So I just want to close out with prayer and encourage those who are uncertain to seek God. Amen. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you. And we pray in the name of Jesus that for those who are listening and for those who are uncertain about their purpose, uncertain about their calling that you have on their life. I thank you, Lord God, that even right now that you are speaking to them. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that you are making it clear, that you are bringing clarity to them, that they will know and understand what their purpose is and not just stay still and stay paralyzed in fear and uncertainty, but they will actually start stepping out, amen, to fulfill their God-given purpose. So we come against fear. We come against uncertainty. in the name of Jesus. We come against confusion. And we thank you, Lord God, that Holy Spirit is making it clear to them even right now, revealing all truth to them right now on what their purpose is, Heavenly Father. So we thank you, Lord God, that is already done. We thank you, Lord God, that you have more than equipped us to fulfill our purpose for you, for your glory and for your kingdom, Father God, to be effective, Father God, in this world, in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord God, for you are a good God and your mercy endures forever. We praise you, God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And we ask these things. Amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in with me tonight. I pray that you all have a blessed rest of your evening and have an awesome weekend. Good night.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.